Fillon had dropped her purse and set off after Mira, realising that something was amiss. She was followed by Hawk, Broggle, Drog and Sister Alkanet. They arrived at the pool in time to see Mira come to land with Wegg. Before they could ask what had happened, Derby, Feagle and the other Dibbons were relating the adventure en masse.
Bigger, Fisher, bigger is he, happy, eat, Wegg on up.
Mira dived up in the air, why up to sky.
Boy, hokey, right. Now any Gert Fisher's mouthy guns.
Yeah. And she pulled Wiggle Wegg out and swings away with him.
Fillon felt Mira's sodden robe.
You're soaked, miss. Is every beast all right?
Mira passed the hog babe to her mother.
They're fine. This one went sailing in your trifle bowl. He fell in and a grayling went after him. But I got him back safe.
Sister Alkanet pointed a paw severely in front of her.
You Dibbons, form a line right there. Just look at the dreadful state you lot are in.
Hanging their heads and shuffling paws, the Abbey babes fell in line. Drog Selahog eyed them sternly.
What you been told about going in the pool by yourselves, eh?
Before they could answer, Sister Alkanet opened Feagle's mouth and peered at her tongue.
Pond water, sand, and I don't know what you've been swallowing. Right, follow me to the infirmary. 'Tis a dose of acrimony physic all round, and a good bath in clean water and soap water for all of you. Better bring Wegg along too, Miss Fillon.
The Ottoman felt sorry for the Dibbons, but she knew as well as they did that lessons must be learned. She kept a straight face as she asked accusingly.
And pray tell me, where's my best trifle bowl?
Derby tried one of his most winning mole smiles.
It be's down under a ponder, missus. A good fish is making trifle in it, though not as nice as yourn, my dearie.
Fillon wagged an admonitory paw at the Dibbons.
Well, I can't make any more woodland trifles with meadow cream if I don't have my favourite bowl. No more ever. Now do you see what your disobedience and naughtiness have cost you?
The Dibbons were led off wailing heartbrokenly. When they had gone, Mira waded back into the pond. She waved to her mother.
Seeing as I'm wet already, I'll go and get it back.
Boorab touched his injured nose gingerly.
I'm glad them little uns are getting physicked and not be. Bleh! It tastes like boiled frogs.
Old Hog agreed heartily with the hare.
I mind one time she physicked me for a bad tummy. I swore I'd die afore I took the sister's physic again.
Mira emerged from the pool carrying the bowl.
That old grayling looks as if he's in need of some medicine. I had to butt him real hard. Couldn't take a chance on letting him get to little Wegg.
Fillon patted her daughter's soggy back gratefully.
You did the right thing. Thank you, my dear. I'd have missed this bowl very much. Your father made it for me. I think you're as good a swimmer as he ever was, Mira. Up you go now. Dry off and get out of those wet robes. There's fresh ones in my linen chest.
Drog Selahog watched Mira squelch off back to the Abbey.
You got a wonderful daughter there, ma'am. Any beast to be proud to have her as kin.